PhDWeightLoss.com. That is my PhDWeightLoss.com. So check it out right now to lose weight. MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says the Super Bowl is just a few days away, but scammers have been working all year long to come up with new ways to take advantage of unsuspecting fans. Brown is advising the public to be vigilant against fraud related to betting tickets or prizes, streaming services, and merchandise. He says only use licensed sports books regulated by the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency, and be cautious of emails or messages claiming you've won free tickets or exclusive prizes. Brown says knockoff jerseys, hats, and memorabilia are often sold online at too-good-to-be-true prices, so merchandise should only be purchased from official retailers. And Brandon Scott will be speaking today at the ribbon cutting for the new Easterwood Playground. The new playground is part of a larger $2.5 million investment to enhance Easterwood Park. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Super Bowl weekend upon us. Chiefs and Eagles for the NFL championship. Kansas City looking to three-peat. Philadelphia looking for redemption. The difference, according to Andy Reid, is Patrick Mahomes.
He's a great player. Will go down, I'm sure, as he finishes his career. He's still young in this thing, but as he finishes his career, he'll be one of the greats, if not the greatest, to have done it.
Mahomes is 17-3 in the playoffs all time and 14-6 against the spread. That cover rate is the best of any quarterback in the Super Bowl era. 3 days after the Super Bowl, pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota as the Orioles begin their march to what they hope is another postseason berth this year, but without an ace. Do the Orioles have enough on the mound? Brandon Hyde thinks so.
If you don't have that true number one type of guy, you have guys that can improve also. I think Grayson's got number one stuff.
And finally, how about the story of Grant Udinski, a former defensive lineman at Towson University, wanted to get into coaching. So he did. 6 years ago was a volunteer assistant. Money was tight. He lived in his car in a Walmart parking lot, moved his way up, and spent 3 years with the Vikings. And on Wednesday night, at the age of 29, the Jacksonville Jaguars named the former Towson University football player their new offensive coordinator, the youngest in the NFL. Coming up in 30 minutes, the chase continues for the Grade 8. And that is Stein on Sports.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops, to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
Here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad weekend to get outside. Today, sunny, warmer, 48. Tomorrow, some light snow in the afternoon, 34. But Sunday's dry, a few clouds, warming up, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 44 degrees in Perry Hall, 43 in Pikesville, and 42 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Classic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. We're going to get into this energy crisis. And what Republicans and Democrats have been saying about it. We had Senator Hershey sit down with Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45. I've got the audio for you on that one. I also just wanted to note, at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, they had this huge fundraiser for St. Jude. And I just wanted to say that there was a pair of like those Trump sneakers, the gold ones that he put out. Well, he signed a pair of those sneakers and that auctioned off for $330,000. Wow. But that's awesome that they still do a lot of those fundraisers down there at Mar-a-Lago. But I could not believe that. I was like, wait, that much money? Someone spent that much money for a signed pair of sneakers by President Trump? It's just wild, too, because most of those that attend those fundraisers, they're already members at Mar-a-Lago. So they probably see Trump often. And they still went that high on these sneakers. I thought, wow, that's crazy. But great news for St. Jude. As you can probably imagine, I see all the time they do a lot of great work. So good news for them. I did want to get into, like I said, this energy crisis. The Democrats screwed up royally here. And they won't admit it, but they screwed up. And they're trying to put the blame in every other direction than on their ridiculous policies that have gotten us into a position where everyone's energy bills are sky high. Now, you have some that you consider ratepayers, right? Those that are BGE customers, those that have seen their bills double or sometimes triple the price. And then you have those taxpayers that might not have BGE, but they're still paying a price. Because, unfortunately, like our texter Doug pointed out, it's like, you know, the fact that they closed the coal power plants and didn't have the infrastructure to take on anything else to produce the energy. We're now importing 40% of the energy in the state. And Doug said, you know, it's like tearing down your old house before you build a new one. That is what it's about. And you know what's so crazy about this? I vividly remember having this conversation at a diner with my mom and my older brother, maybe about a year ago. And they were like, oh, Kim, you don't know. You know, they're going to work really hard and we should lessen emissions in the air. You know, they're very liberal, these two. And I said, you guys, we don't have the infrastructure to just say, hey, guys, we're just going to go all electric by 2030 or 2035. We don't have it. And they were arguing with me at this diner. They were going back and forth, and they're like, well, they're going to figure it out. I said, figure it out? They're going to have to raise taxes, you know? And here's my mom. She's like, well, Governor Westmore never said he was going to raise taxes when he ran for office. I'm like, yeah, Mom, they never say it. But clearly, if you're looking at his agenda, and you're looking at the fact that they're shutting down these power plants, they're going to have to raise taxes. They're going to have to raise energy prices. And that's exactly what they're doing here in 2025. Like, none of this was rocket science. You know, I am a college dropout. I am not the brightest, okay? I am not the sharpest tool in the shed, I can tell you right now. But this was pure common sense. Common sense. All you had to do was open your eyes and just not believe the dribble coming from Democrats in Annapolis. That's all you had to do. And you can see this coming. Well, of course, our Republicans in Annapolis, they were trying to warn the Democrats that this was going to be the case. They didn't want to hear it because they're all thinking about going green. They want to be progressives. They want to be like, oh, yes, we're doing this, you know, for the environment. You know, it's just stupid ideas. And here we are. Just like we're in a black hole when it comes to juvenile crime. They're the ones that did the Juvenile Crime Justice Reform Act and the Interrogation Act. It was the progressives. It was those that said, oh, well, juveniles, they don't know the difference between right and wrong. Really? That they just happen to know how to carjack me at gunpoint in an area or at a time when I'm most vulnerable, like pumping my gas or something like that, right? They happen to know that. Well, anyways, as I mentioned, the Annapolis Republicans, you know, again, thank you guys for doing all that you do. They warned about this. Take a listen to Senator Hershey sitting down with Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost.
Joining us now is Senate Minority Leader, however, Stephen Hershey. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
So let's just talk right about what's driving this energy crisis right now. We know the state is importing some 40% of the energy. Is that really the biggest factor at this point?
That certainly has to do with it, but what's really driving the energy crisis right now is the failed policy that the Democrats have been promoting for many, many years. And I had just written an op-ed that was in the Baltimore Sun that outlined a number of these different issues. One was which Empower, which you just talked about, REGI, that we're providing, that we're participating in REGI, the fact that we no longer have ratepayer activism and participation from the public, People's Public Council, and the fact that we are in a renewable energy portfolio standard that is requiring more and more of our electricity to be purchased from renewable sources. All of those things are driving up costs, and it's also making it more difficult for us to import energy into the state of Maryland.
When it comes to these projections, we just heard from the Senate president talk a little bit about how this kind of came as a surprise up until this last summer when the auction happened. But how is it that the state was taken by this big of a surprise that the energy needs and the price impact would be this significant?
Well, as we said, it shouldn't have been a surprise. It might be shocking on what the price was, but it should not have been a surprise. We've known for a very long period of time that as we continue to rely on intermittent power sources like solar, like wind, that we just would not be able to meet the reliability capacity that PJM strives for. So when Brandon Shores and Wagner shut down or asked to shut down, all of a sudden that became an issue. And those two closures are exactly what drove up the reliability auction. Now we're having to find a way to replace those. And that was the big concern that we had when this happened. And the Senate president has said that this was done by outside sources. Make no mistake, these plants closed because of the environmental atmosphere here in the Maryland General Assembly. Legislators have been against any type of fossil fuel generation for years. And they finally found the time, hey, it's time to get out. So now what do we have to do? Now we have to import more electricity from out surrounding states through massive transmission projects. And that's the one you just mentioned as well, too. BGE was saying that this is about $800 million. The price just came in beginning of the week, $1.5 billion. That's going to be have to be subsidized 100% by ratepayers.
All right, and that was Senator Hershey with Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45. And as you heard there, he was talking about the fact that Brandon Shores has been closed. And I got a text here from Nancy. Nancy says, Kim, the Sierra Club sued to close Brandon Shores, the company that owns Talon Energy. Yes, that's Talon Energy. Nancy out of Texas. Settled by closing down two plants. I wish I was better at the facts, but this gives you an overview. Love your show. Thank you, Nancy. Yeah, we broke all that down on Tuesday because that is exactly what happened. And that is why today our question of the day at WCBM.com is, should Republicans fight to reopen Brandon Shores? That question, of course, is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and I hope that you partake in this poll. And I think, honestly, they're going to have to, whether it's, you know, legally challenging it or what have you. I don't know what they're going to have to do. But, and I love the fact that Senator Hershey is trying to come up with some ideas for the long term, which he says, you know, natural gas will be the solution. But that could take 2 to 3 years to come into effect. We don't have 2 or 3 years of paying these high energy bills. We just don't have it. I do want you to weigh in on this conversation, of course. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. When it comes to the polls so far, 94% of you say yes, Republicans should fight to reopen Brandon Shores. And 6% of you say no, they should not fight. If you said no, I would love to hear your reasoning why. And if you think of some other solution, you know, please share it with us. Because right now, besides the natural gas, 2 to 3 years from now, I can't see what else they can do. You're going to have to reopen the coal plant. What else could they possibly do? And so that's my question to you as you call in. Is there any other way out of this? Now, Senator Hershey said $800 million will be subsidized by taxpayers. And again, this also goes to the fact that you've got Mayor Brandon Scott and Governor Wes Moore. They're fighting Trump right now. Mayor Scott said he's going to fight Trump on the DEI initiatives and the fact that he's shutting some of the DEI programs down. And I even put on Mayor Scott's Twitter feed. I said, fight President Trump with what money? What money do you have? He squandered the ARPA funds, right? The $641 million. Dude, you're broke. You're broke like the rest of the state. What are you talking about? You're going to fight Trump. And Governor Wes Moore, here he is. Luckily, he's going to get the money for the bridge. But, you know, the more and more he talks about President Trump, as he did in his State of the State address, they're not going to send any money from the federal level. You're out of your mind. And they're not in the position to even take this fight on. And that's what's so crazy about this. These guys would rather play politics than to do what's in the best interest of their constituents. That's what they would rather do. I want to look like the tough guy. I want to look like the guy that's going to take on Trump because I have higher aspirations. I want to run for higher office. Well, you guys, you're not going to get very far if you continue down this road and everybody's paying these energy costs and you're still headed towards a deficit when it comes to the budget. You're not going to go into higher office. I don't care if you're the next Obama, Governor Moore. You know, I don't care if you're, you know, working out at the gym and putting on football jerseys and tossing the ball with Lamar Jackson. That ain't going to win the Oval Office. It's not going to happen. The thing that most people will talk about is what's been happening here in Maryland. And you're going to end up with, like, Martin O'Malley 2.0. I know you want to be Obama 2.0, but you're headed down the Martin O'Malley road. And you see Martin O'Malley, when he ran for president, what did he get? 1 or 2% of the vote? He just lost the DNC chair competition over. I mean, look, think about it. You're not going to get very far, sir. And, you know, Martin O'Malley was a smooth talker. He was a nice-looking guy. That doesn't help you, a whole lot when you're running for the office of the presidency. It might be cute here in Maryland and where they vote blue no matter who, but you're not going to be able to do this on the national level. So I suggest that you really take a good look at this. I've got Cindy in Hereford. Cindy, you wanted to weigh in?
I did. Good morning, Kim. Does anybody remember when Barack Obama was talking about switching over to solar and wind, and he said clearly, I will never forget it, he said, in order to save the planet, your electric rates will necessarily skyrocket. And everybody in the audience cheered wildly. And I'm shaking my head, what? And I have friends who are true blue Democrat voters, and they were complaining about their electric rates this past January. So their solution is they want to put up solar panels. Like, well, okay, you can do that. I mean, I follow the physics of solar and wind, and I read an article written by a guy who was a manager of the electric grid in New York State, and he said when the power goes out for whatever reason, to put back online the solar and the wind is extremely difficult and takes a long time. Why? Because solar and wind has to be stored in batteries, and it's a completely different electric scenario as opposed to the steady state of nuclear, hydroelectric, and coal-fired. Those three that I just said are they're in the 90 percentile of their energy efficiency. Solar and wind are below 50%. They're way down, and they are never going to get better because they it's too variable. The sun doesn't always shine. The wind doesn't always blow. And for wind, you have to have a sustained wind of between 20 and 25 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
To get peak efficiency. And the peak efficiency is only 59%.
Wow.
I mean, you can look this stuff up, and if you don't understand it, find somebody who does, who can explain it to you. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
And I just look at these people and shake my head. It's like, you know, you guys have master's degrees in science. Why don't you understand this?
Yeah.
Anyway, Kim.
Well, Cindy, thank you.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, I thank you for sharing because, you know, Cindy, that's kind of what Senator Hershey was saying. He was like, you know, all along we knew that whatever they were talking about wasn't going to be enough energy and they were going to have to import it regardless. And they still just did it anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cindy,
people don't like looking at the wind turbines offshore or onshore or
right. Slathering
the surface with panels. It's ludicrous. Anyway, Kim, I appreciate you taking my call.
No, of course. Thank you for calling in and sharing. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And, you know, so many people like Cindy have been able to break it down like that. And that is what Senator Hershey was saying. He's like, there was never a scenario where we were going to get to a point where we didn't have to import a lot of our energy. He said this was already a disaster in the making. We'll talk more about this when we get back. I just want to mention it's time to celebrate American Heart Health Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega 3S have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special, which is right now. Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code. It's OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3S to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50, that's number 50, fortify your heart and health support with a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, this is Brian Guterjohn of Advanced Termite Control. Join me for What's Bugging You on Saturdays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love this song. Thank you, Michelle. I love it. We were talking about the energy crisis that we have here in the state of Maryland. Lucky us, right? Because we live here. There are many states across the country that don't have the energy crisis. That's It's all because of our policymakers in Annapolis. Oh, we're just so lucky. And many of you guys are weighing in because I'm wondering, is there another way out of this crisis beyond taxing us and raising the energy costs sky high and also waiting 2 or 3 years for the natural gas solution? Because right now, I believe the only way that we're going to be able to do this, and this is the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, is for Republicans to fight to reopen Brandon Shores. Should they do that? Go to WCBM.com now and take part in the poll. Got some callers weighing in. I got Peter in Parkville. Peter, what say you?
Oh, hey, Kim. Good morning.
Morning.
Wife and I met you actually at Riley's a couple years ago when we did your launch party the first time, and we're glad to support you in your last campaigns and hope to do so again in the future if you choose to run for public office again.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I was doing some research on this issue, Kim, and I see that Talon released a press release January 27th that says that both Brandon Shores and Wagner are going to stay open until May 31st, 2029. According to their website, and that was an extension of an agreement with the Maryland Public Service Commission and the and Sierra Club, which is the entity that launched the lawsuit initially that threatened the shutdown. But that's really just a stopgap measure because, like your prior caller said, we really need to transition to natural gas and nuclear because they're safe, reliable, and affordable.
Yeah.
And those are the sources that we're going to need to power our country into the future with the rise of electric cars, with the rise of data centers, and most importantly, with the rise of artificial intelligence, our energy demands are going to continue to increase into the future. We are in a geopolitical war with China. And as you know from the deepfake that they just released, that this Chinese AI, they are trying to catch up to us in AI. And whoever wins the war for AI is going to control the globe.
Yeah.
And to win the war for AI, you need electricity. And the only way we're going to be able to produce enough electricity is by natural gas and nuclear. So I agree that we should keep these plants open, and I'm glad that they reached a tentative agreement to do that for a couple of years. But that's a Band-Aid on a bigger problem. And the bigger problem is we need satisfy our long-term solution. Solar and wind are not the solution for people who live in Maryland, okay, because we don't get enough wind and we don't get enough solar energy. It's not the answer. if I could strap a windmill to my car and drive at highway speeds, I would do it, and I don't care how silly it would look, because it would be free, right? And
right.
I think everyone else would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Places like Texas are great. There's a big article in the Wall Street Journal several weeks ago that talks about all the land the University of Texas has in West Texas, where it's flat and hot and dry, and there's a lot of wind. And Texas is one of the best states for solar and wind, in spite of the fact that it's conservative, and people might think that they're against that. They're not against that because it works. Conservatives are in favor of things that work. And wind and solar don't work here. That's why we need to go to natural gas and nuclear. And the stopgap, the temporary measure, is to keep these plants open for a few more years, which is apparently what they've done. And I'm glad that they did that.
Well, Peter, Sue, that's the question up in the air, because according to Senator Bill Ferguson and some others, it made more sense for Talen Energy to shut down. Now, I know they have that newsletter, or, you know, that article up there on their website, but this is also out. It says the Brandon Shores Power Plant is a 2-unit coal-fired facility located outside of Baltimore. It's scheduled to retire June 1st of 2025 unless needed for reliability purposes under an approved reliability must-run contract. So that contract is going to have to be put in place. And I believe that's what Senator Bill Ferguson has been saying about this, is that right now, because of the way that things are set up, it is going to close on June 1st.
So this is right off Talen's website, dated January 27, 2025, that says that they have an agreement with the Public Service Commission and the Sierra Club to keep those plants open until May 31st, 2029. It is intended to provide the power necessary to maintain the grid and transmission reliability in and around the city of Baltimore until necessary transmission upgrades provide reliable power to the area from other sources are complete.
Well, Peter,
so
I appreciate
they're keeping it open.
Peter, I appreciate that. I've got a break here, but I'm going to go ahead and check and see the date on Senator Bill Ferguson's update, and then I'll bring that to you guys when we get back. We'll continue this conversation. Drink, cause you can't shoot whiskey. Right now, it's probably
a Bahama with a pool stick. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Saying it will no longer tolerate taxpayer money being spent on things like Egypt tourism or a gender pronoun project in Sri Lanka, the Trump team drastically scaling back the agency known as USAID. President Trump's buyout offer extended to federal employees has been put on hold by a federal judge in Boston. Russell Vogt is the new head of the Office of Management and Budget, confirmed by the Senate over the objection of Democrats. The International Criminal Court is a target of sanctions by President Trump. The ICC issued a war crimes arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, labeled as baseless and illegitimate by Mr. Trump. And Iran's supreme leader is rejecting engaging in nuclear talks with the U.S. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 115 points, NASDAQ off 128. More details, srnnews.com.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertours in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertours in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pasta, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, telling all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertours Restaurant in Bel Air.
Crestlock.com is a local company specializing in access control, automatic doors, security cameras, and locksmith services. Crestlock.com has the tools and personnel to handle your projects. All Crestlock.com staff are required to have the Maryland Security Technician License. We have licensed master electricians and locksmiths. So stop by Crestlock.com at 10015 Plasky Highway to see our state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom, or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to bring our showroom to your site.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The last time the Ravens were shut out on the field was October 2018 at Tennessee. Well, last night the Ravens were shut out off the field. No postseason honors at the NFL Awards Banquet in New Orleans. Josh Allen gets NFL MVP, Saquon Barkley earns Offensive Player of the Year, and neither Terrell Suggs nor Marshall Yanda made the Hall of Fame. Orioles itching closer towards the start of spring training, announcing their non-roster invitees to Sarasota. 26 in all, including highly ranked prospect catcher Sam Basayo and former first-round pick Enrique Bradfield. Here's manager Brandon Hyde as the season approaches.
We have a long way to go still. I'm looking forward to taking the journey there with this group again, but our division's only getting tougher, and there's a lot of things that could still happen.
On the ice last night in Philly, the chase continued.
On the crisscross, closing in. Centering pass is a beauty. Score! Alex Ovechkin!
Joe B with the call on Monumental. 8.79 for Ovechkin. 16 away now, and the Caps come back with a pair of goals in the third. They take down the Flyers 4-3, the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Terps collapse in Columbus. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Another winter storm quickly heading in our direction. Some light snow, maybe some sleet tomorrow. Bask in the sunshine today. Enjoy the mild temperatures. 48 this afternoon. Dry overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy and dry in the morning. Light snow in the afternoon. Some sleet is possible. 34. Sunday, we're dry. 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors every Saturday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. And during the break, I was trying to go through as quick as possible some of the updated quotes from our elected officials like Senator Hershey, Bill Ferguson, and Governor Wes Moore. And this is still 2 days ago, saying that there is no short-term solutions. And they talked about the Empower Act, and that was what Bill Ferguson was harping on. Empower, by the way, is a program that was enacted in 2008 as an energy efficiency effort originally designed to incentivize less energy consumption and involved to include paying off an unpaid balance on which utilities have been earning returns. And Peter, I know you called in. Thanks again, Peter, for calling in and saying that January 27th, Brandon Shores, or Talon Energy, said Brandon Shores will remain open. But it looks like there's a lot of pushback from the Sierra Club, and they're saying they want it shut down immediately. And so Senator Bill Ferguson, he noted on Tuesday that there is an effort to look ways to adjust the Empower Act, which is a monthly fee tacked onto ratepayers' bills stemming from previous legislative action. I don't see where they're going to continue with this, you know, with the Brandon Shores. I don't see it. I know what you're saying as far as Talon saying that they could keep it open, but I don't see where Democrats are agreeing for it to be so. It looks like they're fighting against it. Oh, well, the bills are increasing. This is a very interesting and complicated situation. I would think it would make more sense. This is why Senator Hershey, you know, when he was having that conversation with Mackenzie Frost, that was 15 hours ago, by the way, and the environmental advocates are basically dictating the energy policy. And I think that's why he made those comments, because apparently there's a lot of push to our Democrats in Annapolis to ensure that Brandon Shores does close down by June 1st of this year, because they're saying that it is just way too harmful for the environment. if they listen to those advocates, that Talon Energy will shut down June 1st. I guess what they're saying is that they could remain open, but I guess this is not the option that people want. Of course, we want it. You know, those that are paying all this money, we want it, but that's not what all these environmentalists want. I do want to go back to the phone lines. I've got Mary and Glen Burnie. Mary, did you want to weigh in? Mary? All right, that was a while's wait. I'm sorry about that, Mary. I've got Mike in Parkton. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, good morning, Kim. Yeah, good morning. People talk about nuclear energy as if it's a clear, clean energy, and I would argue that is the dirtiest of all forms of electric generation because the fuel rods that are used in the nuclear power plants, they're used for a few years, and once they're spent, they are highly radioactive for about the next 10,000 years, which means that they have to be stored safely in a secure manner for 10,000 years. And, I mean, you know, when you're behind three people in the checkout line of a grocery store, that's a long wait, especially if the clown in front of you's got, like, 15 items in the 12-item-only line.
Yeah.
You know, so 10,000 years is almost, you know, incomprehensible. And not only do you have to worry about the material being secure so that environmental conditions don't cause it to leak, it has to be secure so that way terrorists can't use it to make a dirty bomb. If you have, you know, there are people who, if they can get their hands on it, will use it to, you know, make a dirty bomb. But you know, we talk about being good stewards of the earth and then passing it on to next generations. I just find it highly irresponsible that we could use something for a few years to our benefit and then basically dump it on the next 10,000 years worth of generations to be responsible for. That's not a good solution.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike. Meanwhile, it's crazy to me because there are other states that have figured it out just fine. We could just do what other states are doing. But they're choosing here in Maryland and other blue states to go this environmental route and, you know, not caring exactly what the repercussions will be.
Yes, well, and exactly, and not looking, maybe having a game plan. It's almost like just wishful, you know, hoping for unicorns and rainbows to step in. But the you look at, like, China is apparently making some serious advances in fusion, and it still sounds like it's decades off. But I think it's two things. One, you know, we don't have an immediate solution, and so we need to find something. And as far as I'm concerned, I have no problem with coal, even incineration plants. If we have to, maybe we put even bigger scrubbers on these things to minimize the pollution. I have to pour in diesel emission fluid into my pickup truck as a diesel engine so that the emissions are cleaner. I'll do that. That's not a problem. But and especially with the potential of AI possibly being able to step in and help develop things. That's one of the things that they say AI development will do, is to help, basically in the areas of science. Maybe that's one of the possibilities of helping advance the development of fusion. But right now, it is, we need to make sure that, yes, coal may not be the cleanest of thing. Burning trash may not be the cleanest thing, using it in incinerators. But it's not going to have the environmental effect of having something that's highly radioactive for the next 10,000 years. And so, when people push for building nuclear power plants and so forth, we need to pump the brakes on that and say, are we being responsible to the people that we're turning the earth over to?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, you. Have a great weekend. Oh, man. It's so funny because I always hear, like, some people that use, like, these talking points. We're being thoughtful about this. We're being thoughtful about that. Nobody was thoughtful about the energy in this state. I mean, Republicans have been thoughtful and basically just saying, hey, guys, this is bananas. And oftentimes people don't listen. And now we're in this position. All right. So real quick, before we move on to the next topic here, I did want to just go back to WCBM.com. The poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Republicans fight to reopen Brandon Shores? Just want to give you that. We've got 96% of you say yes and 4% of you say no. Yeah, I don't see how we get out of this any other way, and in the near future. And I guess that's what Senator Ferguson and Senator Hershey have been going back and forth about, which they kind of agree on, that, you know, this is just going to be the year of the high energy prices. It really is. We'll continue to watch this story. And if you want to continue to partake in the poll, you can. And Scott in Westminster, he sends over a text. He says, Kim, is it easier to change Maryland or to leave? Imagine if Marylanders who voted for you left Maryland and moved to South Carolina. Yeah, that would be great. You know, here's the thing. And I think a lot of people feel, you know, the way I do. You know, when you're upside down on your house because the property value continues to go down, you really, you know, can't get out. What do you do? I mean, you really got to stay and fight. To be honest, you have to stay and fight. It looks like I got Bill in Ellicott City. Excuse me. Did you, Bill, you wanted to weigh in on the energy crisis?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, sure. Yep, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, am I talking on air?
Yes, you are. Yep. How are you?
Okay. Thank you very much for taking my call. The whole debate over nuclear energy... The whole energy debate really comes down to very one central thing. On one side, you have people that believe that man, through its energy production, is causing global warming. Global warming is a bad thing to them and to a lot of people. On the other side of the debate are people who say, well, there's no real sound evidence that energy production, the man's footprint, is causing global warming. But even if it is, that doesn't necessarily mean that global warming is a bad thing. After all, I'm sure if you took a survey, especially people in Maryland, you know anybody that likes winter? So this is the central argument around nuclear energy. Your previous caller called out that the Chinese are making strides, or trying to. They're doing as much as they can for nuclear energy. The French, by the way, produce 40% of their energy. What are they doing with the discarded rods? I don't know. I'll listen to you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill, so much for calling in. I appreciate you as always. You know, that is what it comes down to. Not only that, there's a lot of kickbacks happening, right? There's a lot of money being greased between hands here. And that's how these environmentalists, you know, and these organizations like the Sierra Club, that's how they do so well, because they're the ones supporting a lot of these candidates in their campaigns. You know, when you hear people talk about sellouts, right, those that sell out for this or sell out for that, and you usually hear it a lot, especially if you're a Republican and black, they'll say, oh, you're a sellout to your race. Well, the sellouts, a lot of them are in office, right? A lot of them are those that say, all right, I'm going to take this money from the special interest group, and I don't care if it helps my constituents or if it hurts them, because they're you know, donating to my campaign and I want to be a career politician, I'm going to continue to help them in any way that I can. It's the same thing as when Governor Wes Moore talks about doing everything and anything for the teachers union. You know, as soon as he made those comments while running for office, a light should have went off in everyone's head that this guy was not the guy to vote for. And that is because, look, I'm not saying that, this is politics, right? I'm not saying that Governor Wes Moore is a bad person. I hope people understand this part of it. I'm not saying that he's a bad person. I'm not saying that he doesn't mean well. What I'm saying is he's got special interest groups in his pocket saying, I'm going to make sure that you will be the next Obama, because that is your dream if you do A, B, C, and D. And so he's decided to do A, B, C, and D. He's decided to sell out to all of this. And so, you know, he wants to make sure his dream comes true over the fact that many of us are now paying these sky-high energy bills that we cannot afford. And as we're looking at, you know, USAID, you know, and all the things that we've been spending our tax dollars on, here we are struggling at the grocery store, struggling at the gas pump, struggling to pay childcare, struggling, you know, with the interest rates on our homes. And then they're still just sending money to whoever and doing all these things that are clearly leading to, you know, money laundering schemes. It is so hard to digest all of this and to think, you know, they still think that we should care about their political futures. I don't care, Governor Moore. if your dream as a little boy was to be this, you know, the president of the United States. I don't care, Governor Moore, if you saw Barack Obama and thought, I want to be just like him. At some point in time, you got to be a man and stand up and say, you know what? I would love for that dream to come true, but I guess to make that happen, I don't just, you know, continue to get in bed with those that are funneling money to me. Maybe to make that happen, I end up being the best governor Maryland has ever seen. Have you ever thought about that route? Or is it just the money route for you? Because I can guarantee you, Governor, if you could get a handle on all of that is going on here, whether it's the energy crisis, whether it's DJS and Vincent Schiraldi screwing up, you know, the state with all the juvenile crime, you're not touching the surface of any of these issues. The Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, you've been quiet about that. You're not doing anything to help secure your spot in the Oval Office. And like I said, you can be Obama 2.0 if you really tried and did the right thing, or you can be Governor Martin O'Malley 2.0. The choice is yours. You still have time to decide. But, you know, this entire thing, the billions of dollars, the deficit, the whole thing. Maryland has taken a sharp turn on a downward spiral very quickly. Very quickly, the deficit, the juvenile crime, the energy crisis, boom, happened within the last 2 years. It's like we dropped off a cliff. And so, to look back, to the right and say, oh, well, it's Governor Larry Hogan, and to look to your left and say, it's President Trump. Sir, no, it's not. All roads lead to you, your policy decisions, and the Democrats in Annapolis. No one's buying anything else. We see it. You can go to any news publication, whether it's Baltimore Banner, Baltimore Sun. You can look at those that have Kamala Harris in their, profile picture, and they will say in the comment section, I can't believe Governor Moore is making these decisions. Those are your own voters, sir. Those are your voters. They can see right through it. So you've got to decide what is the right thing to do here. You've got to make the decision. I've got, I've got Tom in Catonsville. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hey, good morning. I don't know if this is the answer, but while we're really looking into all of this electric and gas and electric cost and everything, I really think the legislature ought to seriously look into re-regulating BG&E. You know, the deregulation was supposed to promise us, multiple suppliers competing for our business and lower rates. And that didn't really pan out. There's a lot of ins and outs of getting a supplier and getting off of a supplier that makes it really tricky. You know, when BG&E was regulated, they were guaranteed an annual profit. I believe the number I remember was 13%. I'd be really interested in knowing what their profit margin is now. The profit margin is not in the supply, but it's in the delivery. So those delivery charges, how much are you making off of us in the delivery? You know, and since they are the only game in town, we don't have 6 and 7 electric and gas companies with the infrastructure that we can leave them. So they're the only game in town. And I think our legislators, we deserve somebody fighting for us. I'd like them to fight for us like Trump fights for us, looking into just pull up every rock and look under every rock and see every creepy, crawly thing and let us know what's going on. Because we're not getting any. Nobody in the room is looking out for us. They're just not.
No, you're absolutely right, Tom. And I hope that people are listening. I really do, because I love the fact that many people are calling in like yourself with so many different solutions to this. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you. And look, that's what it comes down to. Look, you've got to serve your constituents here. That's the only way out of this. I've got I got Maddie in Harford County.
Good morning. I'm a little upset with this, Moore's allowing with this utility, BG&E. I'm on a very low limited income, and my bill has gone up $80.
Jesus.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Something has to be done, because is it not supposed to continue until June with these increases from BG&E?
Yeah, and they said that was going to, yeah, and then I think they said June 1st there was going to be another spike.
I mean, yeah, what is Moore doing? He didn't come through with everything he promised during his campaign. That's what I found out with these politicians. Yeah. They promise everything when they're out there campaigning. When they get in.
Yeah, looks like we lost you there, Maddie, but you're absolutely correct. You know, empty promises. We see it time and time again. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Blinds.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we are talking about the energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. I love the fact that so many of you are weighing in on this because it is. It's affecting everyone, no matter where you live in the state. It is affecting you. And, you know, it is very sad. William in the text line says, I'm a lifelong conservative. I hate Governor Moore. If he fixed this state and made my taxes of energy bills go down, he'd have earned my respect and possibly my vote. I'm sick of a party loyalty that only hurts the people. Yeah, William, you and I both, that's where they are. It's all about special interests. It's about, you know, vote blue no matter who and no matter who it hurts. And it's terrible. I got Fred in Dundalk. Fred, you wanted to weigh in?
The answer to the energy crisis is the nuclear fusion project that's in France, the ITER project. It's about 20 years away, okay? They're building one in Texas. Why can't we put one next to Calvert Cliffs, okay? That's the answer. The solar panels in Munich, if you look at Munich, it'll supply 20%. They got solar panels everywhere. The guy that's heading the project thinks he can get it up to 25%. So solar's not the answer. Okay. In the meantime, for the next 20 years that it takes to build those things, a refrigerator-sized nuclear reactor will supply 100,000 homes. Okay. Why can't they do that? All these people, they're chasing their tails. They don't know what they're talking about. And I encourage every high school student that's taking these STEM projects to study physics, because that's the future.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Fred, I think you're right about that. You're right. Solar is not going to get us there. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. I love the fact that you guys are weighing in on this. When I got Jim in Towson. Jim, you wanted to weigh in? Jim?
Hello?
Yep, go ahead, Jim. You're on.
Yeah, okay. The climate change is occurring because of three cycles that goes on. It's not carbon. There's nothing. There's only 419 parts per million of carbon. There's 210,000 parts per million oxygen and 780,000 parts per million nitrogen. So there's only less than 1% of the atmosphere, and it doesn't cause climate change. The planet has a 100,000-year cycle of changing the shape of its orbit from nearly round like it is now to the oblong one, which puts the planet deeper in space, and that happens around 50,000 years. And then we're in an interglacial period right now, coming out of the last glacial period. There's also the wobble of the planet from 22.4 degrees to 24.4 degrees. That changes the location of the Arctic Circle, which is the point in which the sun neither sets nor rises for one day or more in a year. So it's not where the cold is, it's where the sun doesn't set, either in the Antarctic or the Arctic. So that changes things. The Arctic Circle will move 169 miles in part of the cycle. And then, of course, there's precession. Like a top, it wobbles. all three of those things synchronize at one point with the gas giants, which affects the orbit, which is not a railroad track. It's the path that the planet follows, and it's angular momentum that determines what the planet does. Back to Johannes Kepler, when he realized that planets work at oblong orbit, an ellipse, and not a circular orbit. So during those times, we move into a cooler period and then back into a warmer period and then into a cooler period over 100,000 or some years. Carbon has nothing to do with it because the carbon doesn't make heat. Okay. The sun makes the heat. Carbon can't capture it because there's only less than 0.5% of it in the atmosphere. So they got to get rid of this idea that carbon is causing climate change. It's not. And if they want to do something about climate change, that maybe 6 billion people could meet in Kenya and at the count of three push.
Yeah.
So that's what climate change has basically done. Nothing to do with carbon.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for that lesson there. I think you guys might be too smart to be listening to this show, to be honest with you, Jim. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. You know, I love the fact that many of you guys know a lot about this. Obviously, that's not my wheelhouse, but I do know that the energy bills are going up, and that is my wheelhouse. We can't afford it. We're already sky high, and as our callers pointed out, many people want a fixed income. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation and also talk about lawmakers wanting to make Maryland a DEI safe haven.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.